We're glad to see everybody in church today. God bless you for being here. Amen. Let's go to the book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy. Amen. Looking forward to the revival. And we'll start tonight at 6:30. And then each night through Thursday night will be at 7:30. So invite different ones to come and let's believe the Lord to meet with us. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7 for our scripture reading.
Hallelujah.
The Lord's good to us. Amen. I thank the Lord for His goodness to us. Let's read it aloud together. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Can we read that a little bit louder together? Isn't that a wonderful scripture? For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God has given us the spirit of power. And God has given us the spirit of love. And God has given us the spirit of a sound mind. Wonderful God to us. Thank the Lord for the Spirit that He has given us. Amen. Can we pray this morning and ask the Lord to help us? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord, that You're with us, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You care for us. I pray, Lord, as we're here today and we look to Your Word, that Your anointing would be upon us. Lord, I know that Your Word is anointed. God, I pray for that special anointing that touches us and speaks to our heart in a wonderful way. We give You praise today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 6 that He tells Timothy, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. I'm glad for the gift of God today, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse number 5, which is the one prior to that, he said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. There is a spirit of fear. Amen. And that spirit of fear will come on a person. That spirit of fear wants to come on every person. For sure, a child of God. Because the Bible says where there's fear, there's torment. And the enemy wants to torment God's people. The Bible said he didn't come but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. The Bible says here that it is the gift of God, that God gives it unto us. We didn't deserve it. Amen. They sang the song a little earlier. Amen. To give us so many blessings. Is that what y'all saying? God, ain't God good? To give us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are, undeserving. It's a gift. Amen. When you receive a gift, it doesn't mean that you deserve it. Hallelujah. The giver loves you. Praise God. Maybe a mom, dad, brother, sister, or somebody gives you a gift. Amen. You don't buy the gift. The gift is free. It's a gift. If you bought it, it wasn't a gift. You paid for it. But God gives us the spirit of power. I thank God for the spirit of power that He gives unto His children. I thank God for the spirit of love that He gives unto us. Amen. And the spirit of a sound mind. That's what the scripture here says. The Bible says that he gave gifts unto man. The Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave. We serve a giving God today. That's why he wants his people to be giving people. That's why God's people are giving people. Amen. The Bible says if you see your brother in need, you give unto them. Amen. God is a giving God. Everything we have comes from God. What do we have? Amen. What do you have today that you brought into the world with you? Amen. What do you have today that you're going to take out of the world with you? Nothing. Amen. God gives it to us. It was here waiting on us already. God had it waiting on us. Like the gifts under the tree. Amen. God had already wrapped it up. We just had to open it up and take it. Amen. It's not by our own achievements or abilities. It's the goodness of God to us. Everything that we have and everything we possess, God gave it to us. And God can take it away in a moment's time if we don't walk in the way that God chooses for us to walk. The Bible here says that it was the gift of God. Stir up the gift of God that is in thee. He's talking about the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit, it's not the spirit of fear, but it is the spirit of power. I thank God this morning for the Holy Ghost power. I thank God, amen, that he's with us. I thank God that he longs to indwell in us. I thank God for his grace, and I thank God for his mercy. Now I'm telling you, in the Spirit of God and that spirit of power, amen, God has more power than the devil. The Bible says that he said unto them, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. When they came out of the upper room, they was mocking them. Amen. They said, these men are full of new wine. And they said, they're drunk. Look at them. Look at what's going on. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God came upon Peter and he stood up and said, they're not drunken like ye suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day, but said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams and your old men shall see visions. I'm telling you, when you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you can bash a lot of things, but don't bash the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, because we know it's real. Amen. He goes on to say that they was pricked at their hearts. Amen. These was great men. The Bible tells us that they was great men. They was elite people from all over the world, from every nation. Amen. Was there. The Bible calls them devout men. They wasn't like me, you know, ignorant and unlearned. That's the way the disciples was. These was high up people. Amen. They wasn't just, you know, the common or whatever you want to, you know, place them. But the Bible says they was devout men. They had come to Jerusalem to worship. They knew the law. They knew all of this. But when the power and the spirit of power come upon Peter, they was pricked in their hearts and 3,000 of them got saved and baptized. Hallelujah for the spirit of power. Amen. Paul said, I didn't come to you with excellency of words or speech. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, I believe it is, or 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I'm talking about the spirit of power this morning. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. My faith don't stand in the wisdom of man this morning. It don't make sense to man. Amen. But it stands in the power of God. Hallelujah. To warfare. Amen. Against the devil and the enemy. Praise God. There's not a devil that can stand against a spirit-filled, powerful child of God. They might be crippled up. They might be in a wheelchair. They might even have a speech impediment. Amen. They might be shy. Praise God, but you let the power of God get on that person and every devil in hell will tremble. They might be a weak grandma. Amen. I've seen weak grandmas have more powerful than strong men. Hallelujah. Praise God. The power of God's greater than any military force. Amen. It's greater. Amen. And it wins. Hallelujah. There's an older sister down at the border where he goes, had a church for years. Her and her husband started a church, and then he passed away some years ago. And they had built this church there in this little village right there on the border. And a lot of you that went with me know Sister Barwick. And she, you know, she just kept that church open. And ever since I've known her, since I've been going down there and working there at the border, she'd say, Lord, pray for us, brother Snow, that the Lord will send us a pastor. Pray that the Lord will send us a pastor. And she'd just go and she'd play, you know, ran on the piano and sang a little bit and has just very little, you know, knowledge of the Spanish language. And we'd take toys over there and the kids would come and all of that. But she'd say, pray that I'd get a pastor. Well, I talked to her on the phone the other day, and she said, Brother Snow, I've got to tell you something. I'm talking about the spirit of power this morning. She said, I got to tell you something. She said, you know, when you come down here the last time, she said, you remember you gave me $100. I said, yeah, I remember that, you know, just for a ministry or whatever. I gave her $100. She said, well, I needed some ink cartridge for my printer, and she said, I said, I'm going to go to Walmart and I'm going to get some ink cartridge because it's expensive. And so she said, I went in there and I got it. And she said, I had my purse and my wallet there, and a worker, somebody helped her, and she told me the whole story. I'll give you the short version, hopefully this morning, but long story longer, she by the time she got to the checkout, her wallet was missing and she didn't have the money. And she said, I was so distressed about that. She said, I prayed, God, make them miserable. God, you know, take everything they've got from them. All this stuff, you know. She said, they took that $100 from me. And she said, after a week or two, I got calmed down. And she said, I said, wait a minute, that was God's money. She said, I said, Brother Snow gave me that money, and that was God's money. That wasn't my money. She said, he gave that for the ministry. She said, and I wasn't paying attention, and I let somebody steal it. She said, I began to pray, Lord, forgive me. And she said, I went and took $100, and you know, she lives, you know, she don't have nothing, just, you know that. And she said, I went and took $100, and she said, I said, Lord, forgive me. And she said, I sent it to $25 to four missionaries. And she started crying on the phone. She said, Brother Snow, I want you to know when I did that, the floodgates opened up. She said, God bless me. She said, I even have a pastor. She said, I've been praying for a pastor for 15 years. I'm talking about the spirit of power. Hallelujah. He's got control of the whole world. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the gold is mine and the silver is mine. There's nothing God can't do. I feel sorry for people who choose to walk away from God. Because the Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. I mean, we come out here and had God sell yesterday. And those kids, and we was, you know, those kids was washing the you know, stuff and all that God sell stuff and, you know, everything. And y'all heard the report. They made $1,900. Give the Lord a hand this morning. I'm telling you, it's all to the glory of God. Did y'all see all that stuff out there? Did you see $1,900 out there? Amen. I know that, you know, whatever you can look at, but I'm going to tell you, amen, because it was raining and cold and we didn't want nobody to get sick. We had it all out there and everything, and everybody was wore out, and everybody's wore out this morning too, but I'm talking about the spirit of power. God is greater than man's intellect. God's greater than anything. Amen. You know, everybody's a-working, and God just blessed it. It don't make sense. You can add it up all you want to. I can't believe it. Amen. They counted three or four times. I said, are you sure? Amen. But I'm telling you, God is bigger. Amen. And the spirit of power is greater than anything. They was out there. Ariel, I think y'all already left. And she said, everything you can put in a box for $2. You know that stuff in the box? I got to counting. There was like two, four, six, about $15 there. I said, we're going to be out here for a couple hours, you know, and get about another $30. I said, everything's free. Yep, I did. That's exactly right. Everything's free. And after I made the announcement that everything was free, $350 more dollars came in. Just in donations. Hallelujah! I'm talking about the spirit of power. God will pay your bills. Amen. You choose to walk away from God, get ready for trouble. Because God's in control of everything. And when God reaches for a person, He can touch wherever He wants to touch. There ain't nothing off limits to God when He's the Creator. I've seen people, amen, God was a blessing them, and they turned to sin and God took it away just like that. I choose to serve the Lord this morning. He said, I didn't come with excellency of speech. I wouldn't have won a trophy for my talking. I wouldn't have won a reward for my speech. But I'll tell you one thing that was. The spirit of power was there. And it was in the demonstration of power. You know what, old past tabernacle? Amen, you may be tired this morning. But you know what we had yesterday at that God sale? We had a demonstration of the power of God. Amen. When God come through and said, I'm going to bless those young people. Hallelujah. That's more important than anything. Amen. I said that's more important than anything. Amen. Glory to God. I said that's why it's important to be in the will of God. And that's why it's important to be submissive. And that's why it's important to do it God's way. Because if God don't bless it, it ain't blessed. And all of our efforts and labors are in vain. The spirit of power. Hallelujah. The Bible said Jesus came back from that fast. Amen. With the spirit of power. Praise God, Sister Barwick. Amen. Talking to me on the phone. She said, I'm telling you, I didn't have $100 to give. She said, I was waiting to buy the ink, Brother David, when you gave me that $100. Amen, Brother Snow, when you gave it to me. That's what she said. She said, but I thought, my, this is God's money, and I shouldn't have let it get stolen. And she said, but when I sent that, she said, I can't explain to you. She said, I was opening up letters out of the mail from people I hadn't heard from in forever. Amen, and checks to the ministry, and checks to our church, and offerings. Amen, and she said, I'm telling you the only way to explain it, amen, is the floodgates opened up. I tell you, if I wasn't right with God this morning, I'd get right with God. Because there's a spirit of fear. Amen. But there's also a spirit of power. Power over the devil. Amen. I remember some time ago I found myself in a situation that I was very, very nervous. And it was a very troubling situation. And I began to pray. And the Holy Ghost come on me. And I remember there was some authority there and there was some different ones there. And I remember the Holy Ghost come on me, sister. Amen. And I'm telling you, I don't know exactly if what it was, but I believe it. I mean, he jolted and looked up at me and he was probably 30 feet away. And I mean, we made eye contact. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost was speaking to me and I was praying while I was standing there. Amen. And I want you to know, hallelujah, hallelujah, God came through and worked it out for His glory. And I told Sister Bethany, I said, all I can explain to you, amen, is when I was standing on right there that the Holy Ghost come on me. And I believe in the spirit of power, and He's greater than the spirit of fear. And the Bible said it's also a spirit of love. Amen. You're talking about, you know, love. Thank God for love. We sang this morning, love lifted me. Amen. The spirit of love. Love is something the world knows nothing about. Oh, they try to, you know, put their little whatever you want to on it. Amen. But it's not love. That's lust. Amen. Amen. You know, and we live in a day and hour where people are battered and wounded and confused and frustrated. Amen. But it's not found in just another relationship. Amen. It's not found in just another person. Can I get a witness this morning? The Bible says God hath given us the spirit of love. Amen. You know, when he goes down the list in Galatians 5 of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is, you know what the first one listed is? The fruit of the Spirit is love. The Bible tells us, amen, that three abide and will always abide, and that is faith, hope, and charity, love. You know what the greatest of them is? Love. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what caused God to give his only son on the cross? Amen. For God so loved. Hallelujah. The world. I thank God for love this morning. I know the world claims to have the monopoly on it. I know the world claims that they've got it. Amen. But there is no love like God's love. And there is no love found when we chase out, amen, this old fleshly desires that'll always lead you astray. You know, God blessed man with marriage. God blessed man with a companion. Amen. And God blessed the man and woman with each other. And the world, amen, plays on that and say, well, I don't have no love in my marriage. You know that there is a spirit of love from God. Hallelujah. I pray God give us in our homes and marriages the spirit of love from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, God can start the fire back up. Hallelujah. I thank God the fires are burning this morning. Amen. In my heart. With the Holy Ghost. And I thank God that the fires are burning in my home and marriage. Hallelujah. There's wood on the fire this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, there's people that their fireplace is dry and full of ashes in their home and marriage. But you know what you got to do? You got to get some kindling. Amen. And some of that kindling for the brothers might be some roses or something like that, you know. Hallelujah. You ever started a fire that went out? How about it, wife? Amen. You ever started a fire that went out? God will let the spirit of love come upon us. And the spirit of love ain't going to be chasing somebody else. The spirit of love ain't going to be looking at somebody else. Praise God, it's all right to love a woman, but she better be your woman. It's all right to love a man, but she better be your man. He better be your man. Ha ha. I wondered if y'all was listening this morning. Praise God. He better be your man. It's all right. Amen. It's all right to lay with a woman, but she better be your woman and you better be married. It's all right. Amen. It's God's plan. It's God's will and it's God's word. Can I get a witness today? Well, this wasn't in the notes, praise God, but it don't have to be in the notes when the fire's alive. Hallelujah. Thank God we wouldn't have near as much trouble if we had praying couples. If husbands and wives would pray together and say, God help my marriage. God help me be a better husband. God help me be a better wife. There ain't nobody can help you like God can help you. There ain't nobody can touch you like God can touch you. There ain't nobody that can turn, amen, amen, a bad situation into a good situation. I'm talking about the God that's in control. He can take the spirit of fear right out, amen, say, get out the house. Amen, I'm going to bring the spirit of love. Thank God for the spirit of love. The Bible said it's not good for man to be alone. That's what God said. Man didn't come up with the idea of marriage. Now, I mean, you know, we've got it so wild and so crooked nowadays. Amen. But when God made it, the Bible says, honor a marriage is honorable above all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge them. God will judge a man for cheating. God will judge a woman for cheating. Amen. He said, I'll take care of that. I'll deal with it. Amen. That's why we've got to have God's Spirit come upon us. Hallelujah. In so many areas of love, not just in the home and marriage. I'm telling you, but we could stay right there for a long time. Amen. But the love to God, he said that he would grant you according to his riches of glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. That you would know the love of Christ, the scripture says right there. And in Romans chapter number 8, I'm almost finished with this one. In Romans chapter 8, he said, amen, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Oh, I'm talking about that love to God. You can get in a trial, but the love of Christ will hold you. Amen. Shall persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we're killed all day long, counted as sheep for the slaughter? Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There ain't a power in hell that's more powerful than that spirit of love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're talking about getting a hold of the person. Amen. And hold you in the darkest trial of it all. Hallelujah. Be your companion in the darkest trial. In the most lonely hour, when everybody else walks out on you. Amen. The spirit of love. That's what God has given us, is the spirit of love. And the Bible said he's given us the spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. I've been stuck on this for weeks, it seems like. Amen. Seems like it's been in my messages about peace. Ain't about our mind and about our thoughts. I'm telling you, God will give us power over our thoughts. God will take it into control. Amen. The Bible said bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Arresting. You ever seen anybody arrested? Or have you ever been arrested? Y'all with me this morning? I mean, they're all wrapped up and tied up, and, you know, and in shackles, and sometimes they'll even put shackles on their feet and they'll walk and there'll be chains, you know, and I'm talking about sometimes they'll have a guard right with them, you know, anytime they got to go anywhere or anything in captivity. Well, that's what God said he would do with our mind through the power of Jesus. He would be able to take every thought and bring it into captivity, bring it into, amen, the authority of what God wants, a sound mind. Amen. Bring it into what he says. The Bible said when that prodigal son came to himself. You know what the Bible is saying? When the prodigal son got his mind back. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. You know the man that was possessed with legion of devils, the Bible said, amen, that they came out there and Jesus said, go, and those devils come out of that man and ran into those pigs, and that swine ran off into the water, into the sea, and was drowned. And all those that kept the swine saw it all, and they ran back into the town and told them, and the Bible said the whole city, the whole population come out. Amen. And you know what they saw when they got there? They saw that man who used to cut himself. They saw that man who took his clothes off and terrorized those villages, those 10 cities. Amen. They saw that man sitting at the feet of Jesus, and the Bible said he was clothed and in his right mind. You know, when God gets a hold of us, he can put us in our right mind. Hallelujah. Stand together with me this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for his gift of the Spirit. I thank God. Hallelujah. It can get a hold of us and turn everything around. I thank God for his blessings. I thank God. Amen. For what he has for us. I thank God for his love, wherewith he loved us. He's just going to give us a little touch of it, praise God, in our life.
And it'll bless us and give us overflowing joy like we could never even imagine. Amen. Lord, I love you today. Sister Bethany's going to play. Hallelujah. There's those that are here this morning. I want to give you opportunity to pray for you. If you're here this morning, you're not right with God. Amen. You say, I need prayer. Brother Snow, I need prayer. I need the Lord to help me. I'm not right with God. Brother Snow, would you pray for me? Would you pray for my family? Would you pray that God would give me, hallelujah, that spirit? Maybe you're facing the spirit of fear. Maybe, you know, your mind, maybe thoughts, depression, oppression of the devil, attacks. Hallelujah. I know it's real. I don't talk about it lightly. I know it's real. Amen. It's real, and the devil wants to bring you down. Amen. But God's greater. Just slip your hand up. I'm not here to embarrass you, but no one looking around. Just slip it up. Just the Lord. Amen. Looking. Yes, sir. I see your hand. God knows. He cares for you. God will help you. He'll pull you out of the pit and set your feet on the rock. Establish your going. Anyone else this morning? Amen. Let us know. Pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I need help from the Lord. I need a touch from the Lord. I need strength from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's gather in for a time of prayer.